This is always an amazing time of year in Ann Arbor. We really shine and we draw in people from all over the world for one of our iconic events. And here is Michael Bright. He is the assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, which lists all the events day by day, hour by hour, in the back pages of the Ann Arbor Observer, which is a monthly print read. Thank you for printing copies of the Ann Arbor Observer just the way I like it.
And thank you, everybody, for reading.
Yes. And you can also get it online at AnnArborObserver.com. So what's the big event?
Well, it's our annual 10th city within a city. It's it's Art Fair weekend.
It is.
It sprouted up downtown probably Tuesday, right? And then now it's taken over. We have a lot of activity, obviously, downtown and up on campus with everything closed for the art fair. They do have some fun music available to go see, and it's, I think, a fun way to kind of work in your trip if you're going down to the art fair is plan to stop and see some of the musical acts that they got around town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stage up on the Ingalls Mall, you know, where they do Top of the Park there. There's also a stage on Maynard and William Street. And a really nice lineup put on by the Arc they do down on William and Main. So check that out. You can check out the Arc's website for a full list of their performers. The highlights probably Friday night. They have a performer called Bobby Alou. He's a Samoan Australian singer, songwriter, drummer, and ukulele player. So he's come in. They brought him in for the fair. So it's kind of an out of town act. Should be a really nice free outside show going on at 7:30 p.m. on Friday. But that's just one of many musical events that you can see down on downtown this weekend.
As your eyes are on the performers and the artwork, you may want to gaze upward this weekend.
Yeah, they kind of coincide this year. There's the Thunder Over Michigan air show going on at the, well, now named Michigan Flight Museum. Used to be called the Yankee Air Museum until last year, but now they go by the Michigan Flight Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the nation's largest, what they call Warbird events. It's a drive-up show of World War II era and later vintage fighter aircraft, as well as demonstrations by some of the probably the top flight demo teams out there. So you get the F-16, the Air Force F-16 Viper demo team. And then this year, the British Royal Air Force Red Arrows are performing. So a lot of activity up in the skies around the IPSI area there. You can get some helicopter rides, too, if you want. I think that's $125, but if you want to get up in a helicopter, they'll let you do that, too. It's a $75 ticket for a grandstand, and then they have a kind of drive-up. You do $225, you get a vehicle, get in all of your, you know, all the occupants, and you can kind of set up a little tailgate and watch all the action that way. But that's going on all weekend long, July 17th through 19th.
For more information, you can go online to miflightmuseum.org, miflightmuseum.org. Let's go to the theater this weekend.
Yeah, this is a new play put on by Theater Nova, which is just on Huron Street, just as you go out of town there. It's a new play called Athena, and it's about two competitive teenage girl fencers training for the Junior Olympics and how they develop a tricky new friendship and grow in their athletic abilities and self-confidence. It's been well regarded. The New York Times called it hugely appealing and stealthily moving. I thought it looked really fun. So 8 p.m. shows for that Friday and Saturday, a 3 p.m. matinee Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee Sunday. Tickets are around $30.
All right, if the wind is hitting us just right, we might be able to smell this all the way from Manchester.
I like that. Yeah, it's the 73rd annual Manchester Chicken Broil this Saturday. This is, of course, a huge popular community picnic out in Manchester where they cook around, what they say, 7,000 chickens cooked over nearly 5 tons of charcoal and 400-foot-long broiling pits. It's a lot of fun.
It's a sight to see.
I like it. It's kind of old school, but it's still, you know, they make a big, it's a big community event. It's a big fundraiser. They raise money to do all sorts of improvements around the town there. It's a $13 for in advance, but it's, I think, a $15 ticket for a really nice half chicken dinner roll, a coleslaw recipe that you will never get your hands on.
Nope, because different people in the community have parts of it.
That's
no
right.
One has the whole recipe.
I think it's more closely guarded than Coca-Cola recipe.
Yes.
That one. Yeah.
And I love that they always include radishes in the in the dinner.
Yeah. So it's fun. I mean, it's, this is one of those things, if you live in the area and you haven't done it, you should probably at least once go out and
get
yourself a chicken dinner.
Yeah. And it drive-through is fun, too.
Yeah. You can still just get it. And,
unless you're like me and I ran out of gas during the drive-through.
Oh, really?
People were not happy. They were not happy.
Somebody probably helped you out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But not after immense embarrassment.
Well, on your way back from Manchester, if you that runs 4 to 7:30, so you can go and get dinner and then come back and stop in Saline and see a great act at the Stony Lake Brewing. This is one of the acoustic roots shows they put on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going on Saturday night. Kind of, if you go out to the Chicken Broil, stop back and see this. It's a kind of Celtic-based quintet out of Canada. They play French-Canadian fiddle music, also bluegrass, Appalachian music, country blues, but they're really polished, really well-regarded band. And that's only a $20 ticket and a great spot to see a show.
StonyLakeBrewing.com for more information. That's S-T-O-N-Y, LakeBrewing.com. They're right in a little shopping center just off of Michigan Ave. So, all right. And we know we've got more events, but you need to go to the Ann Arbor Observer site and check them out for yourself. It's AnnArborObserver.com, or pick up a copy of the magazine. It's on newsstands everywhere, or it's in your mailbox, and it's waiting for you right now. If you live in Ann Arbor, it comes free to your mailbox. We love that about the Ann Arbor Observer. Michael, we always appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucia.
All right, Michael Bright, he's the assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, and he's on the air on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.